From Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas, this is Dugout Dirt, a Texas Rangers podcast. It's a baseball podcast about everything that happens outside the chalk lines.
There's so many things about baseball I like. I don't have enough time to tell you all the things I like.
You know, the best compliments I ever get are when I receive a message or a letter from a blind person who says, I feel like I can see the game.
You know, my number one responsibility, the way I look at it, is hire the best people, provide them with all the resources that they need to do their jobs, and let them do their job.
Flood of emotions, relief, excitement, elation. I knew that I carried a trailer of people with me that 90 feet.
Welcome to Dugout Dirt. I am your host, Jared Couch, and today we are talking about the oh-so-glorious opening day. Now, there are certain days on the calendar that you circle. Christmas, your birthday, perhaps 4th of July. But in baseball, there's one day that trumps all, and that is opening day. There's nothing like it. The crack of the bat, the smell of the ballpark. I mean, just baseball. All things are equal. The standings, everyone's tied atop the division. And you know, this is your year. No matter what the national pundits say, this year is your year. On this episode of Dugout Dirt, we're going to talk about all things opening day. We're going to talk to the players. We're going to talk to people inside the organization, what they're doing to get ready for this year's home opener. Now, the team is opening the regular season on the road in Oakland, but everyone at 1000 Ballpark Way is hard at work preparing for what we consider opening day, and that is the home opener against the Astros on April 10th. For the players and coaches on the field, it's a very special day. The night before reminds Prince Fielder of his childhood.
Opening day, what's that like?
It's like the first day. Well, okay, the night before is almost like the first day of school. You know, you got your outfit laid out and everything. So I mean, you're just excited to get there. You know, just to, because you know the spring training is great, but I mean once you get to the opening day, that's like there's a lot of guys who had to make the team, so they're excited. I mean, the family's there. I mean, everybody you love and everybody you know is pretty much, cheering you on because it's opening day. So I mean, to have that feeling of the support from your family, fans, and all your teammates excited like that, it's just a good day.
I just picture you on the night before trying on your uniform like five different times.
No, I do that in the spring. Make sure it's tight.
Now, you would think opening day for a veteran like Adrian Beltre would be routine, and yet even Adrian gets butterflies before the game.
What's opening day like?
Opening day is just that moment of excitement that you know the season's going to start, and you get that butterfly of the first at bat, and all everything is just wondering how it's going to be, and knowing that they're the first game to hopefully go all the way. You know, it's just the first day, the first at bat, that is so much excitement going on that, it's just the feeling that it got those bubbles in your stomach that it's a nice feeling.
Adrian Beltre's best friend and probably the guy that causes him the most angst on the team, the guy to the left of him on the infield, shortstop Elvis Andrews, loves the atmosphere and wishes every day was opening day.
Opening day is magical. You know, I wish every day feels like an opening day because I think that's one of the few games that, you know, the adrenaline, that butterfly comes into play. It's just amazing. The whole day is just magical. You know that it's a new season. I'm always been blessed, every opening day, to be able to play and work and have as a job something that I really love to do. And I never got tired, but he's just amazing. See the people, see the airplane, through the stadium, see the big flag, all the kids, and everybody is in the first place. Everybody is in the same situation, so everybody have the same opportunity to win it all.
It's one thing to be an everyday player on opening day because you're guaranteed to play, but it's a whole nother thing to pitch on opening day. It's one of the greatest honors a pitcher can receive. Veteran Kobe Lewis has had the honor of towing the rubber for the first game of the season.
I've had a chance to pitch on opening day, and that's a pretty cool experience. Another one of those things that you can't allow yourself to get too high, and you kind of have to stay even keeled because the whole atmosphere will kind of consume you if you let it.
The man known for his calming hand, pitching coach Mike Maddux, still gets caught up in the moment of opening day.
Opening day is awesome. I mean, it's fun to feel those butterflies rolling around in your stomach. I mean, you can't wait to get to the game because that's almost the easy part. You get all the intros. A lot of times if you're opening up in the Midwest or the North, it's kind of chilly out there. But, you know, it might be chilly outside, but you're burning inside with desire. And all that work that went into the off season and spring training, it's ready to come to a headway, man. This is where the rubber meets the road, and we're on for the long haul.
Any special memories from opening day?
Oof. Well, they're all fun. That's one thing they've all had in common. I guess the first time you are out there on the third baseline or the first baseline when you made the team, those are always memorable. Winning that first game is always memorable. They're all great. They never get old. Opening days come one time a year, and it lets you know that you're still in it and everybody's tied for first.
A familiar name will be making his return home this year. Fan favorite Steve Buschel returns to the Rangers dugout in a different role. He's now the bench coach for your Texas Rangers.
What's opening day like? Any special memories?
You know, opening day to me was always exciting. You knew the buzz, the start of a fresh season, the fans, the tailgating, just the buzz about the first game of the season. That part was great. I think as a player, I kind of look forward to it being over with, because there was so much hoopla, and after opening day things kind of settled down. But there's always something special about opening day, the ballpark opening, the fans being out there excited about the game, and it's just an awesome day.
And another fan favorite, a man some fans have started to call Mr. Ranger, is also making a return to the organization. Michael Young, now special assistant to general manager John Daniels, has always enjoyed the pageantry of opening day, but never experienced much success as a player.
Opening day is awesome. For me, actually, it kind of stunk because I was the worst opening day player ever. I didn't get any hits on opening day ever, but knowing you're going to have a packed house, it's usually a day game. Which is always fun, which is the way baseball should be played. I loved opening day. It's kind of the kickoff to a new season. Everyone's got high hopes, big goals, and if you can kick off your season on a right note and get a win on opening day, it always feels good.
The on-field personnel, the players, the coaches, they love the festivities of opening day, as do the fans. And they are the main attraction. That's what the fans pay their hard-earned money to see, is the players. But there are a ton of people behind the scenes that make this day go as seamless as possible. Voice of the Texas Rangers, Chuck Morgan, is the brains behind the in-ballpark entertainment. And as he explains it, the preparation for opening day never stops.
Opening day reminds me of being a little kid, and it's Christmas morning, and you come down and you see the tree and all the presents, and that's kind of what opening day is for me. And it's a fresh start, and the sun's shining, and the ballpark's full, and there's just nothing like opening day.
What about the scoreboard crew? When do those guys start preparing, and what do they have to do to get ready for that day?
Well, you know, opening day preparation never really stops. I mean, it's after a opening day is over with, then you start thinking about the next one. You think about the first pitch and the national anthem and who's going to do that. You think about getting all the players' headshots ready and all the videos that we want to show on opening day. So that preparation is pretty much ongoing. It never stops, and it's we want to do what we can. And we know it's a big day, an important day for baseball and the Rangers, so we want to do what's best for the Ranger fans that day.
What keeps you awake at night?
What keeps me awake at night is saying just over and over, what could I have done better to make sure a fan had a great experience at the ballpark? Or what could I have done that might have made a difference in something on the field? I mean, it's very rare that we have any, in fact, it's hardly ever happens where we have any impact of something on the field. But if we can make a guy feel good and feel good at home about playing on our field, then we've done our job. But I guess the thing that keeps me awake is making sure the fans had a good time at the ballpark.
There are so many little details that go into making the fan experience at Globe Life Park in Arlington top notch. Executive Vice President of Ballpark Operations, Rob Matwick, leads the team that is responsible for making sure Globe Life Park runs like a well-oiled machine.
All right, so what's your role in this big machine?
I'm making sure it all gets done. I think if we all sit here collectively prepare for opening day, you know, my primary areas would be the building side, but that's just making sure that our group is completing, particularly the past few years, capital projects that we're working on here in the winter. The majority of those we try to get done prior to opening day. Obviously, we've got some new security implementations this year, and our security teams are working very hard on making sure that as we get ready for opening day, it's as seamless as we can possibly do it. There are always things related to parking lots and painting walls and just, you know, working with our food and beverage person, our retail people, just to make sure that they're ready to go. And, you know, it's we've been dormant basically for almost 6 months. I mean, other than special events and concerts and things that we've done, but we're getting ready to ramp it back up. We know it's coming with baseball season, and, you know, we got hopefully 3 million guests, 3 million plus that will come through here from April through the end of October. And, you know, our job is to be ready to show them a great time every day. So, but I'd say that's the biggest thing, just making sure it's all ready to go.
So opening day is the big day. What goes up into the days and weeks leading up to that one day?
Well, like I said, it's a lot of preparation. And our building has some unique things, too. You know, we are, some of our areas aren't insulated in the winter, like so our water pipes, for example. So we have to drain water down out of our upper levels every winter so that water doesn't freeze inside the pipes and consequently lead to pipes bursting. So when we get to March, you know, we really have to look at the weather and pay attention to when we can start to bring the water back up, which is what our maintenance guys call it. You know, it's things like painting and cleaning. I mean, because we are an open-air building, you know, you go through a winter when you have storms blow in or just wind blowing and leaves and debris and things like that, because so much of the concourse is open. We spend a lot of time here in this month leading up to opening day cleaning the high steel in areas that, you know, you can't really get to on a day-to-day basis when you're in the season. But, you know, for example, we have a 105-foot lift, and our guys are up there with pressure hoses now trying to wash down everything top down to the bottom. Obviously, when it all gets down to the bottom, you know, it gets pushed to drains and out of the building. So that process takes time. That process starts really February with that winter clean down, if you will.
What about the day of? What's your day opening like day on opening day?
You know, for me, again, it's more just managing it all. I mean, it's all areas. So, you know, I'll spend a lot of time just walking around talking to staff and making sure that everybody's comfortable with what we're asking them to do. And we think about it. We run the building with a crew of several hundred part-time employees, our guest service, our parking attendants, many of our security guards are seasonal staff. So they're only here for, you know, the 6 months, 7 months of the baseball season. So, you know, we actually start back in February with training, you know, in February and March. The exhibition games help us to give us an opportunity to get people back out here and get them reoriented for those that have been with us for a while. And for our new hires, gives us an opportunity to get them out for the first time to get familiar with their areas. But on game day, it's almost, you know, opening day especially, it's sort of like, not crisis management, but I mean, you know, you just sort of, you hope everything goes smoothly, but a lot of times you're just sort of moving on to the next bonfire, if you will. We're very fortunate, though, we've got a very good staff, and, you know, it's never flawless, but I mean, you know, because when traffic starts to back up or when parking lots start to get full, then you start to have to make decisions about where to push people and try to minimize any inconvenience in terms of those things. But that's where we work with the city. You know, we've already had a big opening day traffic meeting with the city of Arlington, but it's not just Arlington. It's much police, it's fire, it's traffic management, it's city of Grand Prairie. It's multiple jurisdictions that are involved with, you know, this huge number of people all coming to one place at one time. And, you know, in some ways, you know, you like to think we make it very easy for our customers to just come in. You know, there are some nights on games, we'll stand up on top of the roof and watch on the upper deck and watch traffic come in. And we see people pulling in 10 minutes before game time. They'll park their car in a lot across the street, get out, walk over, and they're in the building. You know, they come here 10 minutes before the game, and they're in their seats at first pitch. So sometimes you can be a victim of your own success because you make it that easy on most nights. But on opening day, we know that it's, you know, many times, especially with day games, you know, dad's coming from work and maybe mom and the kids are coming from home. And now, you know, you've got this maybe twice as many vehicles as you might have on a given day, plus a sellout crowd. Just the excitement, too. Everybody's just sort of amped up. And it's just, it's one of those days where you're thrilled that it's here, but you're also thrilled when it's over.
What would you say keeps you awake at night?
Well, you know, wanting it all to go right. I mean, you know, I don't want, like all of us, I don't want any guests to have a bad experience. So, I mean, that's our primary focus every day. I mean, on a bigger level, I mean, obviously security is something that's on everybody's mind. You know, security is always going to be something, you know, just in the world we live in now that you always are concerned about. I've always had a pretty easy barometer, I think, for security for myself, and that's, you know, do I feel good with my wife and daughter being here? And, you know, the answer to that for me for opening day this year is absolutely. So as long as I felt that way, you know, I don't worry as much about myself, but I always use my wife and daughter as the barometer to say, you know, if I'm okay with them being here, then it's okay.
Most of us, and I know, well, speaking for myself, have enough trouble keeping our house clean. Vice President of Ballpark Operations Sean Decker says that is his biggest challenge leading up to opening day.
Timing is a tricky thing for us, especially if you think about cleaning, for instance. You can certainly clean the ballpark in October, which we do, but over the course of 6 months, no matter what you do. So it becomes a tricky game of how late is too late to do it, to push yourself back. So cleaning is always is a concern of mine, not because we can't get it done, but you almost want to wait until the last possible second so the place is as clean as it can possibly be. You want to make sure all the electrical is in a good place. Plumbing is a big thing for us. Taking the water up and down to winterize the building is challenging. So for me, the biggest concern is, you know, we wind up with this checklist that's, you know, 100 dots long, if you will, and making sure we cross every T and dot every I is pretty important to us.
What would you say keeps you awake at night?
The fear of the unknown, definitely. There's always, no matter how hard you work and no matter how many times you've done this, we've got guys on staff that this will be their 27th opening day with the Rangers. So they, no matter how much you think you've seen it all, there's always something that's going to surprise you. So for us, without a doubt, fan safety and the fear of the unknown are certainly what keep me up at night.
What's the day like on opening day for you?
It always starts early. This year will be interesting because, you know, typically we're a 1 o'clock start. So with us being a couple hours later this year, you know, typically we get here, you know, between around by 5 a.m., I would say, and we try to do a final walk of the ballpark. And it's always fun because you can see, you know, the lights are already on. You've got the news crews here and everybody, there's already a buzz at 5 o'clock in the morning, believe it or not. And we walk every level. We make sure that everything's in place, everything's looking right. And then as the day progresses, you know, we're up looking at making sure everything's safe in the parking lots, making sure that we've got enough ash cans for tailgate parties and things like that, making sure that everything's good out there. And then, especially as we get a few hours earlier, making sure that everything's set for the sponsors, events, things. And then as we get to game, of course, for me, one of the things I'm always paying attention to is the weather. So the last few years, we've been very fortunate with good weather, and so we'll count on that this year as well. But the weather piece is, if there's weather, all bets are off, because that becomes our main focus to make sure the game starts on time and it would message it appropriately to fans.
In any company, the people on the front line are some of your most important people. Those people for the Texas Rangers are the seasonal employees. Now, these wonderful people are the customer service representatives you see wearing red polos on game day. It's ticket takers, bag checkers, people at security checkpoints, parking attendants, promotions, six shooters, you name it. These people make the ballpark go on game day. Coordinator of customer service Stephanie Smith has had the pleasure of hiring all the seasonal employees at Globe Life Park.
So whenever we had the ice week, I was at home working from home, and I hired over 450 people. within like those probably like a day and a half, and we're still hiring people as we get them in, but hiring all of our seasonal employees, getting all of our seasonal employees in uniforms, helping all for the training for all of our seasonal employees, and so we do all of that stuff down here.
How many seasonal employees do you have? You said you hired 450. Is that all of them?
No, that would be easy. No, we have all together, because we do have our APD and our AFD as well, and so with them combined, we have almost 2,000.
Wow. So how long do you have to get them up to speed?
Well, for all of our rehires, we start that process in December, and then we start all of our new hires in January. And so it seems like a long time, but it's always kind of a crunch.
All right. So what would you say your biggest challenge for opening day is?
I think just getting everybody mentally prepared for what opening day is actually is. Because, I mean, for the people who have gone as being fans, it's a completely different like ball game than it is actually being employed on opening day.
What's your goal in all this? What do you want the fans to experience?
Obviously, to have the best experience ever and to walk away with a positive instead of a negative situation. But if it is a negative situation, for us on our end to be able to make it a positive before they leave the ballpark.
A lot of fans don't know these little details that go into getting ready for the season, which is amazing. Do you have any good opening day stories?
During opening day, I don't even know what inning we're in. Because I'm constantly running from one side of the ballpark to the other. And so I watch the opening ceremonies, and that's about it. I don't know anything else that goes on during the game, because we're just constantly moving.
How does opening day compare to the rest of the season?
It's like a World Series. It's so much fun. It's so exciting, but it's so happy when it's over. And so, like, the World Series was a blast, but I think I slept for, like, 3 days afterwards. And so, same thing for this. Like, opening weekend is one of, like, the most exciting times, because it's finally here. But it's so exhausting at the same time. And so, I mean, I compare it to, like, a World Series that we get to go to every year.
For Director of Grounds Crew Dennis Klein, opening day is about resisting the urge to yell, "Get off my lawn!" to all the people on the field during the pregame ceremonies.
So opening day, what goes into prepping for that big day?
Opening day is, just mostly managing all the people that are around the stadium. You know, our end is basically the same thing. We try to be very consistent. We can't do anything really different. Besides paint logos on the sidelines, you know, we can't trick the field up and then all of a sudden change it up, you know, for the regular season. So we stay pretty consistent. There's just a lot of hoopla, you know, a lot of people, wanting to practice national anthems, and 3,000 people, you know, on the field doing, interviews and morning shows and, you know, unfurling giant flags and, you know, so just managing that part of it is probably the big difference for us.
Any stories you have from opening day that are cool or interesting?
None really. I mean, the very first game here at this ballpark opening day, we had Van Cliburn. He played the national anthem with the piano. So getting that big piano out was tough. And we started that game late. I don't know if people remember that, but I think we started it an hour or so late due to rain. So, you know, our first game at the stadium, we got the tarp out, the warning track's wet, we got this big piano plus the orchestra. You know, that's probably my most memorable one out here.
Frequent guest of the podcast, Executive VP of Business Partnerships and Development, Joe Januszewski, has about as good a pulse on the inner workings of the organization as anyone.
I love opening day, and I also really enjoy when it's over. I really love game number two as opposed to game number one, only because there's no ability to move the goalposts on opening day. Opening day is happening. It is set for this year. We open on the road on April 6th, and our home opener, which is kind of when we call opening day, we kind of all pushing toward it, because from a preparation standpoint, from behind the house standpoint, you know, everything's got to work. The paint's got to be dry. The lights have to be on. The grass has got to be green. The uniforms have to be starched and pressed and the right numbers and names hung in each locker, etc. for April 10th. That's our opener this year. And you can't change. You know what? We need a delay. It's not like, you know what? Just call the printer and ask him to push that deadline back. We need a little more time. We don't have that option. It's happening. So as a result, everybody there's that pressure of that deadline. And it forces me and my team members and everybody to work very smartly or strategically over the course, you know, from October when the season ends, hopefully late October, touch wood, until the beginning of April. You've got those 6 months that you have to be really deliberate in planning out everything that has to be done to be ready, to be tier one, to be 100% on, you know, game on for April 10th. You know, April 10th is coming, it's coming quickly, and I'm excited about it, but I'll be even more excited when we get through a very successful opening day that concludes hopefully with a win on the field and, you know, a really happy bunch of front office and uniform personnel folks as we look forward to April 11th and then, you know, getting into the full run of our 81-game home season and 162-game regular season.
And that'll do it for another episode of Dugout Dirt. If you didn't know already, and as you can tell, opening day is a very special day, and there are a lot of folks at Globe Life Park and in the Rangers organization looking forward to that day. There's too many folks to list off, so I'm just going to say thank you to everyone that made this podcast happen. Special thanks to my co-producer and editor, Byron Hardy, for combing through the many interviews that made it onto this podcast episode and making me sound somewhat coherent. Everyone in the marketing department, including Becky Kimbrough, Sarah Stone, and Anissa Pruitt, for helping out on the production end of this podcast. For more original Texas Rangers content, please visit texasrangers.com/neverevercquit. And you can find this podcast, Dugout Dirt, at texasrangers.com/podcast or on iTunes. Thank you for listening. And until next time, I'm Jared Couch, and we'll talk to you later.